From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A top executive of BP is claiming flatly there are no troublesome plumes of oil under the surface of the Gulf of Mexico from the leaking well on the seafloor. BP COO Doug Suttle says it depends on what the word plume means.
It may be down to how you define what a plume is here, but basically some people have asked is are there large concentrations of oil under the sea, and those have not been found so far.
Suttle's on NBC's Today Show, but readings by the government and university researchers are showing there are huge plumes of oil, not concentrated, but dilute, stretching thousands of feet deep into the Gulf, plumes that have been found up to 50 miles from the wellhead, and plumes that some researchers are saying do cause a significant threat to the ecosystem of the Gulf Coast region. Al Walker, a diver who works in the Gulf, says he doesn't need tests to show him there is oil under the water's surface, enough to make his job scary.
It's almost like being a little kid and afraid of the boogeyman in the closet, but this boogeyman's real. Just globs of death out there.
BP's latest statements are further flaming anger among members of Congress. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports one top lawmaker is accusing BP executives of lying to the government and the public.
Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey chairs the House Committee on Energy Independence and Global Warming.
BP is either lying or they're grossly incompetent.
Markey says his investigation has turned up an internal BP document showing the company knew from the start that the oil spill was much larger than it was letting on.
I think right from the very beginning, their interest was in their own liability rather than in the livability of the Gulf.
Lowballing the size of the spill, said Markey, meant fewer booms were available for the cleanup operation and less safety gear was given to workers. House leaders say they'll make BP pay for these problems and more. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
The primary victory by an incumbent senator in Arkansas is helping ease the anxiety among lawmakers facing tough election contests this fall. Democratic Senator Blanche Lincoln has narrowly won renomination to a third term in office. She survived a multi-million dollar campaign to oust her.
The vote of this senator is not for sale, and neither is the vote.
And in California, the former CEO of online auction site eBay, Meg Whitman, has won the Republican nomination for governor of that state.
It's time for a different style of leadership, a new beginning. Not glitz, not glamour, not glibness, but guts.
Whitman faces the Democratic nominee, former Governor Jerry Brown, in the fall. On Wall Street, stocks are building on their rally of yesterday in early trading as the government reports that wholesale inventories rose for a fourth consecutive month in April. The Dow is currently up 24 points, the Nasdaq up 13. This is NPR News from Washington. Four American troops are dead in southern Afghanistan, killed when their NATO helicopter was shot down today. The Taliban is claiming responsibility. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says such challenges are to be expected in advance of a NATO offensive against a Taliban stronghold.
The reason that we are there is for our own security. We are not there to build 21st century Afghanistan.
Gates speaking to reporters in London today. It's a battle in a federal courtroom in Chicago as the former governor of Illinois tries to clear his name and prosecutors work to send him to prison. NPR's Cheryl Corley has more on the verbal skirmishing in the federal corruption trial of Rod Blagojevich.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Carrie Hamilton laid out the government's case. In her opening statement, she said that throughout his tenure, the constant refrain from Rod Blagojevich was, "What about me?" instead of "What about the people of Illinois?" As Blagojevich sat at the defense table, head down, scribbling notes, the government said Blagojevich tried to use his office for personal gain, scheming shakedowns for cash and campaign contributions. In dramatic whispers and shouts, Blagojevich attorney Sam Adam Jr. told the jury his client was broke, and all they had to do was follow the money to see that not a single penny from the schemes the government alleges ever made its way into Blagojevich campaign coffers. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
Honda Motor Company is facing growing labor problems in China. Strikes are underway at least two auto parts facilities there, and several assembly plants have been shut down by walkouts. Strikes are usually stamped out quickly in China over government concerns about social unrest. A Honda spokesperson insists that all of the job actions are close to resolution. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.